Yes, I think Britney Spears is an unfit mother. Can you check on her, please?
What is this again? I didn't understand you.
Can you check on Britney Spears? I think she's an unfit mother.
So what should I check for you?
On Britney Spears, see if she's safe or anything. Is Britney Spears okay? Is her son okay?
Sorry?
I'm worried about Britney Spears' son.
What's wrong with him?
I'm just worried about her because she has custody of him and she's messing up big time.
You have custody of him?
No, Britney Spears has custody of him.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just worried about him. Is there any way you can go check on him and see if he's okay?
And what's your name? What's your relation to Britney Spears?
A friend.
Sorry, what was your name?
I don't want to give my name out.
Okay. And you heard something was wrong with Britney Spears' baby?
Not really, but she messed up on the VMAs, and I just want them checked on her.
Oh, okay.
She messed up on the music awards and everything the other night, and I want to make sure she's not drunk or something.
Oh, I didn't catch the VMAs, but did she have her child with her?
I have no idea if Kevin has her or Britney has her. I just want to make sure he's okay.
Okay, we don't have her child in custody, so I'm assuming the child is still with her. So she's most likely, I'm pretty sure the child is still okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, I called CPS and they didn't do crap. So, talk to you later.
Hey, Freaks, it's Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, return of the Jew-hating pug dog. Plus, an awkward interaction between a cancer patient and Danny DeVito, a reference book for black people only, and poop waterfalls. All this today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you for the Tuesday episode of Distorted View Daily. There was no show yesterday, not for lack of trying, though. Oh, I pushed myself to get this episode done, and then my computer took a big fat shit in my mouth. I don't know what's going on with Apple. I don't know if it's a hardware or software issue. I'm not even sure I have it resolved. Today's program could be totally fucked. But whatever, I'm posting it. Whatever happens, I'm sending it out. And, you know, you might not hear too much of me. Yeah, the problem was, so I record the show using a program called Logic. And I recorded about 13, maybe 15 minutes of content. And yesterday I was exhausted. And we'll go over why I was exhausted. But I was just, and I was livid, right? I was screaming. You know how I get sometimes. And after 15 minutes, I'm like, oh, I better save what I've done here. So I went to file and save, and then, like, weird things started happening. Some of the audio was just this. Then when I, closed this program and then reopened it, you know, and opened the file that I was working on, all that static became nothing. I just got all these pop-ups saying that they couldn't recognize the audio, or, you know, just bullshit. My theory is that, and I don't know if you guys care, you probably don't, but I'm just trying to explain to you why there was no program yesterday. So Apple has, like, their version of cloud backup stuff, and it's called iCloud, right? And the directory where my project files were for this, you know, when I record the show, that's automatically sent to iCloud. I think there was an issue with, like, the files being linked to this, like, iCloud version, maybe, and the files weren't being uploaded, and then they were getting corrupt that way. I don't know. I have no idea. I took a stab in the dark here because no one, you know, I did a search for, you know, for the problems I'm having. No one was really having the issue except for one guy who said, oh, it was an iCloud thing. And so I turned off iCloud. So we'll see what happens today. There may be a finished program. There may not. You might get, you know, a half hour of static. The reason why I didn't just re-record the missing content is because I was just so exhausted. I had a horrible weekend. You may remember that I told you guys that I had to travel up to Columbus one last time. I had to, you know, get a moving van in Columbus, right? A big budget you know, 16-foot truck, load it with all the fucking shit that we couldn't pack into the first moving truck many, many weeks ago, and then come back down to Cincinnati, and that was going to be our final, you know, that was going to be the last time we would have to go to Columbus. We were just getting the last of the stuff that remained in the old house, and that was going to be it. We'd finally be officially moved down here to Cincinnati, even though I've been living here the past month. This was supposed to happen last week, you may recall, but budget fucked me over. They didn't have a truck. They had -8 trucks, remember, last week when I reserved one, and they said they would have a truck for me. Instead, they came back with a minus number. I'm so sorry, I can't give you a truck. We're at -8 right now. All right, so this week, on Friday, I called to double check and make sure that I was going to have a truck available. There was even a note in my account, and the girl was like, oh yeah, we see that we're supposed to have a truck for you, and we're saving one right now. Great. So then, you know, I called again on Saturday on my way up to Columbus, and again, the guy was like, yes, we have you covered. You know the one thing they don't tell you when you reserve a budget rental truck is that you need to check with your insurance, because they'll offer you insurance. You know, the budget people will be like, hey, you know, would you like our comprehensive insurance? It was going to end up costing me more than the fucking truck rental itself. But sometimes your own insurance that you have for your car, like, you know, through State Farm or Progressive or whatever, will cover moving trucks. But that's something you need to call and talk to your agent about. And agents are rarely available at 8 a.m. on a Saturday. So I took a chance, and I just did not, I declined any insurance, and I just hoped that I wasn't going to hit anything, which is a pretty fuck-witted thing for me to think. Oh, I scraped the shit out of that car. You know, our driveway here in Cincinnati, it's like on both sides, like at the very front of the drive, there's this huge-ass prickly bush, and then you got to do some, like, weird S-shaped maneuvering, because on the other side of the drive, further up, is this huge-ass thorny bush. Oh, I scraped that van. Luckily, the van was shit to begin with. Old rickety thing, right? So there's already, like, scratches all over the van. But yeah, the entire side of the truck where it says budget was just scraped through. And the budget logo is really just like a sticker. So when I scraped it, you know, like most of the budget stickers was like hanging off the truck, flapping in the wind. Anyway, so, you know, I went up to Columbus about, let's see. So I got the truck really around 11 in the morning. And by, 12:30, it was apparent that we still had so much crap. The truck was going to get filled, and we're going to still have a lot of stuff left over. And I just was in denial the whole time, because I made this bold declaration as we were coming down to Columbus. I said, this is it. This is the last time we're coming to Columbus. And if there's anything left over, we're leaving it. We're throwing it in the trash. Look at me all taking charge. That is not what ended up happening, though. At first, I was telling our friend who was helping us, I was like, okay, it's gonna be a bit tight. But in the end, you know, if we can't fit the lawnmower and the snowblower and the bicycles, I don't know why I own a bicycle. I'm a big fat, have you ever seen a big fat man riding a bicycle? It's hilarious. I don't want people making fun of me. There's no need for me to be on a bike. I'm about 50 pounds over the limit of someone who should be seen on a bicycle. But I had to have one, right? Anyway, so okay, I have this bicycle too. So I said, look, if it's just those few things, you, I'm talking to my friend who owns a pickup truck, could just load those up on your truck at a later date. But in the end, it wasn't just those few items. And guess what? We loaded up the truck. It was late by the time we got home. We were unpacking at, you know, midnight. Because then, the next day, we turned around with that 16-foot truck and drove all the way back to Columbus and filled it up again. Filled it up again! again. The truck was filled again, a second time. This is the third moving truck at this point. We had the professional movers who had the, you know, 26-foot truck or whatever. And then we filled up a 16-foot truck and then the 16-foot truck again. And so that Sunday, we got home even later. It was like 2 a.m. before we were finished unpacking. And we had to get it done because we had to turn in the truck the next day, first thing. You know, when you go on U-Haul site or Budget Rental and you see the different sizes of the truck, it'll like list like what it's recommended for. And a 16-foot truck is recommended for like a two-bedroom apartment, which, like I just mentioned, we filled up twice, and that was after the initial. We just have so much unneeded and now unfindable stuff because towards the end we were just throwing stuff in boxes. The total mishmash. You can't even walk in our basement. The kicker is there's still stuff at the old house. We have to go back again. You know, we have to clean. But there are a few boxes that should fit in our cars. I am in no rush to do that. So that is, that was my weekend. And like I said, you know, I tried recording this on Monday. I was screaming about this. You know how I am. And when the audio got fucked up, I said, I can't do this. I cannot relive this nightmare again and go over this. So that's why I threw my hands in the air and I said, we'll just do the Distorted View music special thing. Lots of great music from Corey and Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominees. All right, I do have some audio I want to share with you. We tried playing this yesterday. Did you know Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is still a thing? I mean, we all remember Regis hosting the initial version, right? And then there was the syndicated version hosted by Meredith Vieira, that horny old broad. Remember, she was all wet and was vaginally attacking a sailor? Her pussy emerged from her twat like a face hugger. All slimy and looking for fresh meat. All right, so now this some random guy, I don't know who he is hosting the show. I've got an example here of why you should never brag about being smart. First of all, you come off looking douchey. Second of all, when you're featured on Distorted View Daily, I mean, you know exactly what happens here. He's going to do something rather stupid, right? Here we go. This is the first question. You know, the easy one. This is like the freebie. Everyone at least gets $500 for appearing on the show. And that's what the question is worth. $500. And it's always like, what color typically is grass? And then they'll list a bunch of stuff that aren't even colors. Chunky. Happy. Fingernails? Or green? Then the contestant works through his thought process out loud. Let me talk this through here. Chunky is more of a size. Pretty sure fingernail is a body part, not a color. Although, some of those Sherwin William paint names are weird. I could definitely see fingernail being a shade of taupe. Probably wouldn't be green, though. Sad is more of a blue. Envy would be green. Green! Grass is definitely green. I've seen a lot of grass, and many times it is. I'm going to go with green. Is that your final answer? Pull the audience. All right. So here we go. Here is a little bit from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I remember watching Millionaire as a little kid with Regis hosting the show, and it was such a phenomenon. 10 million people watching a show about smart people every night, celebrating being smart. And I thought, you know what? Maybe it's not so bad being smart. Maybe it's not bad being a nerd. Maybe it's cool to be smart.
He's a smart guy.
And I followed that all the way, and I just graduated from medical school. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Medical school. Don't go to this doctor.
Maybe some lingering bills from med school we need to pay off? Perhaps. Let's take care of that today.
Not yes. Perhaps. I'd be like, medical school bills? No. I've got some outstanding cash advance loans that are coming due at the end of the week. I locked myself in at a 7,000% interest rate. I took out $750. and now I owe...
Maybe some lingering bills from med school we need to pay off? Perhaps. Let's take care of that today. Let's work on it. This is what you're up against. 14 questions from $500 all the way up to $1 million. Of course, you're going to have your three lifelines to use. You know how those work?
Yes, sir.
You ready to go?
I'm always ready.
Without further ado, let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? All right. Brenton, good luck.
Thank you.
Here's your $500 question. Snapping selfies in kitchens you can't afford and taking a meatball break are two things BuzzFeed says every 20-something does on their first trip where? To Paris, to London, to Rome, to IKEA.
Expensive kitchens. Meatballs. There's not a lot of kids, you know, a lot of college kids going to Rome.
I'll tell you what, I think they do serve meatballs in IKEA. And I don't think that's the right answer, though.
Oh, so, you don't?
Kitchens you can't afford, meatballs, sounds like it's got to be Rome to me. In fact, if I win $1 million, I would love to take a trip to Italy.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
I'm going
to
say Rome, final answer.
Brenton, it was IKEA.
It was IKEA.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So now this guy who was just bragging repeatedly that he's smart is in a very rare group of people. The idiots who were eliminated during the first question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Ta-da!
Yeah, I was really happy to meet you. I put you on my bucket list to meet you, so it's really amazing that you would take the time to do this.
Move that bottle.
As you know, I'm dying of cancer. Like, he's pouring his heart out, and Danny's like, yeah, could you just move that bottle? Do you want some toast?
What is that?
Try and have...
Is that jelly?
It's hot sauce.
That's hot sauce?
Yes. I had that with my tacos. That's why I knew.
Where's your jelly? I put butter on the toast. I want... Hi. How you doing? We're doing a little...
He accidentally put hot sauce on the toast.
I put hot sauce on the toast.
Instead of jelly, that was...
Over here.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting into a bottle right now.
Yeah, just right into a bottle.
Well... It's really happy to meet you. I'm, you know, like, I'm great that I'm part of your life.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, unfortunately, my sister committed suicide.
She did?
Oh, my God. What? Now, why are you mentioning that? You've already broken the scale of sympathy. You know, like, Danny DeVito feels bad for you. He's meeting with you for breakfast because of the cancer. What more do you want from him? And if the answer is nothing, then why are you telling him about your sister who committed suicide?
Actually, my sister committed suicide.
She did?
My sophomore year of high school, she shot herself with a shotgun. And
that was... Pass the toast!
Tough, but that's... I like to try and make jokes about...
What? I like to try to make jokes about
everything
it?
Everything in my life.
I'll tell you...
Because it's better...
I'll tell you what, why don't you send it to me? I'll give you my...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's better for me, like, to make jokes. I'd rather try and laugh about things than, you know, be upset. Like, everyone takes things the wrong way and is always getting upset.
Danny DeVito is now picking his teeth. He's got his phone out. I don't know what he's trying to do, but he's picking his teeth as this guy's talking about how his sister committed suicide. Oh, this is just so great. This makes me love Danny DeVito even more.
Making me wear a costume to his funeral.
Yeah, I'm making him wear a gigantic dick costume to my funeral.
Oh.
He's got a whole thing planned out.
Yeah, I'm wanting to do an ass-up coffin. So they have to go up, like, a flight of stairs, pretty much like 10 stairs that they have to go up to get to my coffin. You know, they're crying. But when they get up there, it's just me on my stomach, you know, pants pulled down. Like, it's just ass. Like, I want to have a body double come and give a speech so people are just so confused. They're like, wait, I just want it to be confused. I want it to be weird.
I don't care for a lot of his ideas, but that ass-up coffin is solid.
I want it to be an entire joke.
I believe it's going to be weird if you sit in the coffin.
That is really great, though.
His next video is going to be living a day as a blind person. Why would you want to do that? Good God, poor Danny DeVito. All right, final clip I want to share with you is a Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominee from DV listener Garrett. I don't even want to tell you the name of this song.
Yo, Nictionary.com.
Yeah, it's called Nictionary.com.
The most up-to-date source of nigga terminology today. Nictionary.com. Nick-tastic.
Nick-tastic.
Nick Lou. Nick Lowe Warming. Nick-ometry. Nick-ternal. Nick-tactical warfare. Torrential downpour.
You think the guy singing this song is black?
Nick, official insemination.
I question it because, you know, he's got a filter on his voice trying to sound a little deeper.
Nick Shalon.
Nick Shalon.
Distinguishable. Nick Centric.
Ooh, Nick Centric. That's good.
Nick International. Nick Catastrophe. Nick Extraterrestrial. Nick Flagellate. Nick Trachnemius.
The video for this, by the way, is just footage from that movie Gay Niggers from Outer Space.
Optical Illusion. Nictorian Architecture. Nigmatic Tribe. Nigelastic Fibers. Nigelastic Tendonitis.
This is something I would actually blare from my car.
Nick Critical Condition. Nick Vascular Tissues. Nigga Political Issues. Nick
Torrey. Okay, all right, you get the idea. That is Nictionary.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Well, I'm still having audio problems. I hope that I caught them all. I need to figure out what's going on here because I can't continue to record shows like this. Fuck you, Apple! Does anyone who is a podcaster know a software program that is similar to Logic but for Windows? Maybe it's time I just switch to a PC once and for all, because I've had this my Windows computer on for about a week now on the same program. It's never crashed. My Mac system crashes all the time now. I don't know what's going on. Hey, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. Tomorrow's show will be Sideshow exclusive, and then Friday's program will be exclusive as well. And then I'm going to try to do a weekend show for everyone. No promises, but we'll try to do one just because now we're kind of like pushed back a day. But I definitely want to get at least two Sideshow exclusive programs out. It's a great time to sign up. Memberships are very inexpensive. The Sideshow is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive content just for paying freaks. Memberships are only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for like a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards accepted, PayPal accepted. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, one woman in Canton, Ohio has convinced thousands of Facebook followers, which is not that hard. Look at the crap your aunt is posting on Facebook. All right, one Canton woman has convinced thousands of Facebook followers that her homemade cabbage concoction can potentially heal all ailments, including cancer, Down syndrome, and autism. If you share this cabbage concoction recipe, chances are you have a mental illness. You're desperately in need of this cabbage concoction. Cabbage has been touted as a miracle cure for a long time. I remember, like, growing up, my mom would go on these, like, cabbage. I don't know if it was cabbage or cabbage roll. I think it was a cabbage roll diet, where for 2 weeks, all she was allowed to eat were cabbage rolls. The whole house smelled like a lingering fart. And it's like, you know, yeah, you're going to lose weight when the only thing you're allowed to eat is cabbage. You're going to be so sick of cabbage, you're not going to want to eat it, you know, for the last 6 or 7 days. Anyways, this is a little bit different because this woman is saying her cabbage, I guess, I think it's like a drink, can actually cure diseases. A recent expose by BuzzFeed News. What is it with BuzzFeed News? All of a sudden, they're like a legit news source. We were talking about them last week. Discovered that Jillian Mai Tai Epperly has a totally made-up and dangerous theory that all illnesses and problems are caused by gut fungus. I love when these random people with no medical background or training make wild claims like this. Yeah, like doctors have never looked at gut fungus before. Actually, I don't even know if gut fungus is a thing. But if it is, I have a feeling people have looked into that before. All right, all problems are caused by a gut fungus named Candida. Candida? In order to alleviate this, Epperly says, folks just need to mix up a batch of her salty fermented cabbage juice called Jilly Juice. I like that she finds a way to promote herself with even the name. I'm going to call it Jilly Juice. All right, you have to drink a gallon of this shit a day, and boom, you will be healed. Epperly isn't a doctor of anything. The juice naturally makes people poop a lot. Like, you shit your goddamn brains out. She might be able to market this as, like, a weight loss thing or a way to cure constipation, but it's not going to cure cancer. All right, the juice naturally makes people poop a lot. The article actually says, like, so much poop that it's described as coming out of the body in waterfalls. Epperly even joked once in a video that she was proud to be the leader of a poop cult. When interviewed by BuzzFeed about what keeps her going, despite Facebook petitions and bloggers working to out her as a fraud, she made it clear that her remedy is all about believing that it'll work. It's kind of like wishing upon a star. We're using a different context in my world. And spoken like a doctor. We're using a different context in my world, and the manifestations from the salt and the accessing of the nutrients is gonna give you a different context of what the symptoms are, Epperly said. My follow-up question would be, what the hell did you just say there? Essentially, what it is we're trying to turn an atheist into a Christian. There are multiple petitions to ban Epperly from Facebook. So far, Facebook has not found her movement dangerous enough to step in and take her page down, drink some of that fermented cabbage juice, and then lock yourself in the bathroom without toilet paper, and then tell me if she should be banned. Complaints have also been made to the Ohio Attorney General's office and the Ohio Medical Board. So there you go. That's what's happening in Ohio today. Next story is actually a follow-up. I can't believe I remembered this. Probably because this news story had something to do with Nazis, and you know how I feel about the Jews. We have a very complicated relationship. A British man who taught his pug to do a Nazi salute when he gave specific verbal commands has been found guilty of a hate crime. This according to the Jewish Chronicle. I think I have a clip here of that video.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is. And so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi.
Yeah, like, I don't think he should be guilty of a hate crime. I remember playing this video before. He's saying, look, I'm going to teach this dog something horrible.
And so I thought I would turn
him... He recognizes that it's a bad thing.
...into the least cute thing that I could think
of. Yeah, it's the least cute thing.
...of, which is a Nazi. Buddha. Do you want to gas the juice? Do you want to gas the juice? Mom will gas the juice, son. Do you want to gas the juice? Do you want to gas the juice? Come on, gas the juice. Come on, gas the juice, son. Come on.
I mean, come on. That is kind of funny.
Do you want to gas the juice? Do you want to gas the juice? Do you want to gas the juice? Gas the juice?
The duck's not giving a Nazi salute. It's just, like, getting up. Right? It just gets excited.
Time to get up now, Buddha. It's time to get up. Do I gas the Jews?
He's watching video of Hitler.
Sieg Heil.
Oh, he Sieg does, Heil. He does lift his arm when you say Sieg Heil. Oh, that's adorable. Mark Meechan instructed the dog to perform the salute when he said Sieg Heil or Gas the Jews. He uploaded a video of the trick in 2016, which quickly went viral. Meechan claims that he taught the dog the salute and commands to irk his girlfriend who owned the dog in the 2016. You know, it was just a boyfriend being an asshole, messing around, you know, like trying to get a rise out of his girlfriend. In the 2016 video, he can be heard saying he wanted to turn the dog into the least cute thing I could think of, which is a Nazi. He later apologized after being arrested. Does the apology really count if it's because you're being arrested? I don't think it's very sincere then. He said that he doesn't actually hate Jewish people and that the Holocaust was an awful thing. Meechan was found guilty under the Communications Act, and the judge involved in the case, Sheriff Derek O'Carroll, said that Meechan's calling the video comedic was no magic wand to get off scot-free. I don't know. Was this overseas? I don't think this happened in America. They might have different like hate crime laws. O'Carroll said that the court had taken into account an individual's freedom of expression, but that such a right also comes with responsibility. Meechan's lawyer insisted that his client had not acted out of malice and meant for only a small group of people to see the video. Well, then don't post it on YouTube. He also added that Meechan holds tolerant and liberal views. This is like, I could see me going to jail for something like this. Meechan's sentencing will take place in April. And finally today, freaks, this is almost too common to be a Distorted View news story. The headline reads, woman receives wrong breakfast sandwich at McDonald's, then the scene quickly turned ugly. I get it. You know, I hate getting the wrong order at McDonald's. I hate, or fast food in general. I hate that now I have to, like, when I receive my food, either at the drive-thru window or if I go into a fast food place, I have to be like that asshole who opens the bag and goes through every item and makes sure it's right. Because if I don't, when I get home, I always find something wrong. So now I have to do it. I kind of like doing it in front of them. Not that they care, but I want them to know, like, I'm on to you. You fuck up so often, I have to do this. All right, a woman who received sausage instead of bacon on her McDonald's breakfast sandwich. See, I wouldn't be too upset about that. This happens all the time to us at White Castle. We live right next to a White Castle. Again, we live in a bad part of town. That's a clear indication you're living in the slums if you live next to a fucking White Castle. But we live around the corner from White Castle, and the only thing that we'll ever eat there are like the breakfast sandwiches. Everything else gives me the shits, right? The breakfast sandwiches kind of give me the shits too, but it's like a diet. It's like that cabbage diet, right? You just poop everything out. Anyway, so we'll order like bacon breakfast sandwiches, and they always, always give us sausage. But then they're just like, oh, just you guys just have those sausage sandwiches and we'll bring out. So it's like we get extra food, so it doesn't bother me as much, I guess. Maybe that's the real issue here. Maybe they snatch back the sausage sandwich and was like, okay, we'll bring out your bacon sandwich instead of giving her both. That would have calmed her down. This was a big fat woman. She wasn't going to turn down a free sausage sandwich. Come on, right? All right, so this woman got sausage instead of bacon on her McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So she was angry over the botched order and allegedly went behind the counter and pushed a 17-year-old female employee to the ground. Mama hungry for bacon. The woman originally ordered a bacon breakfast sandwich through the drive-thru window. When she received the wrong sandwich, she threw the bag at the employee and said, what the fuck is this? I didn't order no sausage biscuit. I said that in the most white way possible. I didn't order no sausage biscuit. The manager of the McDonald's apologized to the woman and corrected the order, but several minutes later, the woman came inside the restaurant, cut in line, and started yelling at the employee because she still didn't get the bacon sandwich. Ooh, was it another sausage sandwich? She berated the employee and the manager, saying, I know you people only make 2 fucking cents an hour, The manager refunded the woman in cash, but the customer was still angry. She was on a rampage at this point. The woman walked behind the counter to continue arguing with the manager. A 17-year-old female employee tried to intervene. Bad idea. The woman pushed the intervening employee. The 17-year-old female hit her head on the French fry station. Could have been worse. She could have fell face first into the French fry station. Now that would make it a distorted view-worthy story. The news story actually does point out that the employee was taken to the hospital to get checked out, but she did not get burned by the fry grease. Police plan to pursue felony charges against the woman who pushed the employee. The Glendale, Wisconsin Police Department is asking that if anyone has information about the women involved, they contact the police department. I guess the investigation is ongoing. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Hey, I'd love to hear from you freaks. If you would like to call in to the voicemail line, I'll play your shit on the air. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. We also have a special voicemail line just for patrons. You pledge a few dollars over there at our Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview, and I'll play your voicemail calls first, like these guys.
Hey, Timmy Boo, little baby faggot. Not calling about a dog for a change. So, heard your podcast today about the Linda Finkel Hall of Famer that put out a GoFundMe because her dog died.
Yeah, that's a Jan Terry.
I mean, why can't she be like the rest of us? Walk up to the fucking vet counter.
So this is kind of about a dead dog. You just lied.
And put down her debit card while she's still crying and has snot in her nose like I did.
Well, Jan Terry doesn't have any money. I mean, she was trying to make a living off of that shitty music of hers.
The damn vet bill and walk away from it. Why does she want everybody else to pay for her dog dying? I mean, I spent almost $6,000 trying to keep that pug alive over the years. Wow. And I paid for it out of pocket. That's just
you could buy yourself a used Jeep Grand Cherokee.
The way life is when you have pets. I don't get it, man.
Really? I ain't spending $6,000 on those fucking mutts downstairs.
So I really think she should just go get a big, great big bag of...
You're on your own, you hear me?
Dicks.
And fucking dogs need to start pulling their own weight.
Enjoy those instead of trying to get people to give her money. So I'm going to continue to be a good boy for you, though. Going to subscribe to that podcast like I have. Yeah. Sideshow Freak, True and Honorable. Keep giving my Patreon donations. And when my dog has to go to the vet for something, I'm not going to start a goddamn GoFundMe page so somebody will give me money because my dog got sick.
All right. There you go. This guy was not very happy with Jan Terry for starting that GoFundMe page.
Hey, Tim. Haley's Comet answering your summons to talk about the word whence. Apparently you misused it slightly at some point. I actually had to look it up because it's kind of an obscure word. No one really uses it anymore.
Of course.
The case could be made that technically the way you used it was slightly off-kilter. The English has a lot of things where there's just redundancy in the way people talk.
Yeah, for example, like ATM machine.
It says HIV virus. They're technically being redundant because HIV is an acronym for human immunodeficiency virus.
Right.
But no one gives a damn because it's part of vernacular usage. Whence is such an obscure word, and your usage of it was actually pretty close to...
By the way, Google translated your voicemail, and it says they technically being redundant because HIV is an acronym for Cuban immune deficiency virus.
Was actually used in the original King James,
which is funny because
translation of the
Bible. Lord Douche is a Cuban.
So if you, go back to that period, and there's some Shakespearean usages of it, you weren't really that far off. Technically used it slightly wrong.
But everyone should just get off my junk about it. In the grand scheme of things, I mispronounce and fuck up so many other words you could have chosen from my vast catalog of podcasts, thousands and thousands of shows. You could pick out something way more grammatically incorrect than whence.
People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Hi, Jim. Do you know when you're going to be adding... Oh, it's Big Moist. Do you know when you're going to be adding the RSS feed for 2016?
No, I don't. Actually, 2016 should be pretty easy to add.
Currently on a mission to listen to every single Distorted View episode ever made. And I went through 2014, 15, 17, but 16's not up. So when are you going to put that up?
May God save your soul. I will get working on that. It shouldn't be too hard. I think, 2016, I think I had moved to my new hosting company by then. I know, like, getting the older shows on those feeds are kind of a pain in the ass, but I think the newer ones aren't going to be an issue. So I'll try to get 2016 up this weekend. I'm sorry. this weekend. Yeah, I mean, I'll try my best. No promises, but I will try to get 2016 up relatively soon. All right. Yeah, I mean, you could go back and manually download the episode still, so it's not like you can't access them, but I know a lot of people like those yearly feeds, so I'll try to get that up. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God. Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will be back tomorrow, but just for my Sideshow members. It's a great time to sign up. Check out superfreaksideshow.com right now. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight.